I'm Command Sergeant Major Sean Carnes. I am the First Corps Command Sergeant Major, and today, Connect First with the People. I am here with Callie at the R2 Performance Center, and we're just gonna stroll and have a little chat.
Awesome.
So tell me a little bit about the R2 Performance Center and what you do for the organizations on JBLM.
Yeah, so our main intent is training the mental side of performance on a tactical and performance-based arena, which really means like getting the mind ready to perform very well when it really matters, whether that be qualifying at a range, whether that be in a vehicle, whether that be actually getting your brain ready to take the ACFT and get your head in the right space, get your body in the right space to perform really well on an individual level. And then most of our work is actually team-based. So getting teams to function really well, both in tactical environments, but to be honest, mostly in everyday environments, to access people's strengths, be aware of people's weaknesses, and create teams that have a sense of belonging, have a sense of motivation, and have a sense of connection to the purpose of what that unit's doing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think you bring up a good point about the mind, right? Because you think about Army, you think H2F, you think R2, and people think physical. But they forget about the mind, right? I mean, how many times have we all self-talked to ourselves, right?
Oh, we've talked to ourselves in great ways, and we've talked to ourselves in terrible ways that take us down.
Oh, yeah. Man, because you brought up a good point this morning. When you're in a qualification range, how much am I thinking, oh, I need to hit this target, right? And then you miss the target.
You miss a target, then what happens to your next shot when you have 20 seconds to get your mind right again? How do you bounce back from that failure? Or do you just tank the rest of the time?
Because there's no physical in that.
I mean, it's like a little bit.
Yeah, I'm pulling on the trigger. Maybe I got strength in my trigger finger,
right?
type of deal.
Right.
So within the JBL organizations, I mean, how many of these team building events, just off the top of your head, have you done with the organizations? And then how have you seen the effectiveness work?
Yeah, so we average, I would say, about 10 sessions per week with different units. Wow. And they will call us with a certain need or a certain weakness or something they're observing in their organization that's simply not working well. We'll talk it out with that. Usually staff sergeant, first sergeant, and we will tailor trainings very specifically to meet that need. So the training you experienced today, for example, was tailored specifically because they were noticing that their lower enlisted individuals were not taking initiative in tasks that needed to be done, were scared to try to take some leadership positions or get the ball rolling, and that their E6s and up were simply steamrolling and taking control and simply making things happen and getting burnt out. So we tailor our trainings to try and meet intent of what a unit really needs.
Oh man.
Yeah.
No, and I think that's great. And, as I was talking to one of the groups, when you're that young soldier, you're still trying to find your place. You're still trying to master your craft, master your fundamentals. Then you become that sergeant and, you think, hey, I gotta take action. So you're an action person.
Yeah.
Then you start learning as you grow, hey, I need to think, be a thinker, because you're put in different positions.
Yeah, and I need to be strategic. Now that's what I need to do.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when you get up to my level, that's where you start learning about you people, but you do all of them.
Yeah.
Right? So it's interesting that path. And I just thought about that today, how we've done that, how the path has gone.
Yeah.
So do you see that within your training too? Do you see, them seniors there a little bit of all of it, and then, juniors a little bit more action?
We do. We see that tendency in general, but the biggest bang that we have at JBLM, the biggest positive impact I think we have, is really with the first and second line leadership. So those individuals that are being placed or pushed into leadership that don't necessarily feel like they have all the skills to lead. And honestly, or they think they have all the skills to lead and they simply don't yet. And then one would expect them to as a young man or woman to be put into a leadership position. That's so important. And so what we're finding or seeing is that first and second line leadership really does need a lot of support in finding their own authentic leadership style, whether it be people, action, or thinking. And it doesn't really matter what it is. It's about honing in and getting really close with what they truly are, and finding the strength and being aware of the weakness of what comes naturally.
And you know, you said it in one of them, that understanding your team and their strengths and weaknesses, who's the action people, who's the people people, who's the thinkers, because different situations are going to need different things.
Yes.
And so you have to understand those strengths and be able to put them in the right positions as you go along. And I say that leadership is a relationship. So building that relationship, because then you figure out who your actioners are, who your thinkers are, and who your...
And then, like we were saying just then you get to honor the best parts of the people that you're leading.
Oh,
and that's when people feel motivated, connected to their leadership, trusting in their leadership, when they can be seen for the best parts of themselves.
Sure, of course. And that's where the team starts coming together, right?
Yes, yes. That's when different best parts of people come together, and the product of like work product or the tactical environment, that's when it gets really productive and really powerful.
And I like how, you know, number one thing, you all are exportable, that you get out to the units.
Yes.
And you've been very beneficial in doing that, but you're also adaptable and flexible. As you said, I mean, I've come to you plenty of times saying, hey, this is something I'd like to do. And we sit down and talk about it and we mold a plan.
Yes.
Just like everyone else, because there's, you know, sometimes they might, I don't know exactly what I want.
They usually call and they don't. They're like, this is kind of what's going on. And we were like, we talk it out quite a bit.
Yeah. To be able to adapt it and flex it to what we need for the team building event. I think
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And, you know, and obviously I appreciate you coming out with our company commander. I mean, First Corps Commanders Conference.
Yeah.
Because I think that's going to be amazing too, because we have different elements from 25th, from 11th Airborne Division, it's Alaska, 25th in Hawaii here. And then we're also going to have Compo 2 and Compo 3 there.
Okay.
So, you know, it's going to be a great team building event because we have all these different people that don't really work together, but we're going to have to come together.
Come together. Right? And quickly,
On that.
Yeah. I think our value for soldiers is really... putting ourselves out of business. So our intention is to get in, get the ball rolling, get education to happen, and then to honestly put the power and the training back out of our hands and into NCO hands so that they can feel more productive and powerful in their jobs.
Yeah, I think also is for them to get to understand themselves.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're coming into a military. Yeah, they might have been part of military family or you know, seen military stuff, but you don't know what you don't know until you get in here. And when we're doing events like this, they're becoming self-aware of themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe they're actioners, maybe they're people person, maybe they're thinkers, but they're learning what their strengths are by doing stuff like this.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. What we see in terms of impact is people finding their own internal motivation and really get connected to why they care about the day-to-day. So a lot of day-to-day tasks, like mine, of doing paperwork that I just don't care about, that could be fueled by a source of motivation that's more superficial, of me just needing it to get done so that my boss doesn't get mad at me, and that'll get me through a certain amount of paperwork. But if I can connect to a more internal source of motivation of why that paperwork matters, right? Like, it's because I am a high quality team member and team members get the details done. Then my ability to do that paperwork, that day-to-day boring task, becomes fueled from a more internal place. And not only will I do it better, but I'll do it faster and I'll do it happier.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man. Because everything we do in the military is a team effort.
Yeah.
Everyone has a piece of the pie. And so we got to make sure all them pieces of the pie are working together. Because if one piece of the pie is not working, the team's not going to work.
And everyone has a different source of real internal motivation of why they should do the tasks today very well.
Sure.
And if you can really connect with that, then that's when you see individuals and units on fire.
Agree.
I think a lot of leaders also, new leaders especially, have a fear of failure, which we talk a lot about, of not wanting to misstep in any way because it will be an ego hit. Mm. And at younger ages, ego is very important to sustain. Holistic confidence is really important to sustain. And when that's in threat, often people aren't willing to take risk or fail at all. So they just want to look good instead of maybe make mistakes in order to develop. And that can be a tough position for younger leadership. Oh,
man. And that goes with the mind, right?
Yeah.
Because if you fail, then you're like, man, I suck as a leader.
Even sometimes I suck as a person.
Or even as a person.
That can get internalized,
right?
In a really ineffective way.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that can affect your mind. I agree.
Yeah. What makes R2 more than mandatory fun?
Team building. I mean, again, I go back to, the Army, the military is about a team effort and team building. So coming together as a team and forming them bonds, forming those relationships among each other is amazing and powerful. When they go back to their units, they're able to use what they've learned here and put it into practice back at their units in their daily work day.
Yeah, and I think what we saw today was a version of form of fun team building for sure, but we bring a lot of psychoeducation that's research-backed, that's applicable, and from the sports psychology, the performance psychology world, things that can be enacted pretty quickly to make a big change, that all has research behind it. So really, I think a cool part of the program is, and we have fun.
Yeah, I know.
We have fun. But there's always an element of psychoeducation that's applicable to the units, that's tailored to what they really need.
Yeah. And you said a key point, fun. And I tell everyone, it's okay to have a little fun.
Yeah.
It's okay to smile. Yeah. It's okay to laugh, right?
It's okay to work hard and have fun at the same
exactly,
time.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you bring a great atmosphere to that, right? So yeah, it's challenging. Yeah, we get a little PT out of it, but then we have a laugh, right? I think every single group had some laughs within there, right?
Yeah.
So they're having fun at the same time. So.
It was fun to watch different groups start to find a solution. They start to see it come together and they explode with energy. They're like, we're so close. To see some of that like motivation and energy crank up when people start figuring out the concept or really applying something new, that's really invigorating.
No, I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
Callie, like always, my friend, you're awesome. Your team's awesome. Thank you very much for everything.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to Connect First Podcast, where we discuss leadership at its core. You can find Connect First on all your major podcast streaming platforms. Follow First Core on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for information on upcoming episodes, as well as all things First Core. Rate, review, and subscribe to us on YouTube and click that notification bell so you'll know exactly when we drop a new episode. Until next time.